Welcome back to the show. Well, the ag community in Pennsylvania came together after a fire destroyed a family dairy farm with roughly 100 cows inside. A local FFA chapter decided to organize a square dance, raising $70,000 to help the family. Joining us now with more is Dave Williams with the Pennsylvania and American Farm Country Radio Networks. Thanks so much for joining us, Dave. Tell us more about this FFA chapter.
Actually, we didn't have one in that county for over 40 years. So the farmers, the community, the students wanted to bring it back. So it was really a great thing for everybody. Once it did come back, raising this money, now the square dance really wasn't for that. This was later on, but they had a food benefit, a big party that they put on, and that's where they raised the $70,000. And of course, that family lost 90 milk cows. But, you know, it moved on to show us how important FFA is to the community. So the FFA dance more or less brought about 150, 200 people out and let them know that young people don't just sit around looking at their iPhone. They're really part of the community. And of course, RFD, you know, does such a great job of promoting FFA, but promoting what agriculture is really all about, right? I'm the broadcasting radio voice for the Pennsylvania Farm Show. It's the biggest indoor farm show in the United States. We have between 600,000 to 800,000 people join us that week. And the vast majority of those people are consumers. They come to see where their food comes from, right? As you and I know, rural communications needs to be in them cities. The people that come there from Philadelphia, from New York, from Albany, from all the big cities around us, they don't have that communication. And of course, the bill that's out right now, the rural communications bill, is so important. And it isn't just for the farmers, it's for the consumers. They want to know what really the truth is. Back in 2012 at the Farm Show, we won the World's Fair exhibit for the modern agriculture exhibit we put on. And, you know, it showed people really the difference between caged chickens and chickens that run out in the wild and things like that. It showed people how veal were raised. It showed people what farming's all about and where their food comes from and how clean it is and how these farmers treat their animal like pets. This is what it's really all about, and we need to convey that message to those in the metropolitan areas.
Now, of course, that legislation you mentioned is the Agricultural News and Rural Content Act of 2019, a major passion for rural radio and for RFD-TV founder Patrick Gotch. Dave, thanks, of course, for sharing that story with us today and for all that you've done for agriculture during your years in broadcast. Again, Dave Williams, he's with the Pennsylvania and American Farm Country Radio Networks.